Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. On this feel-good summer Friday, Nikki Cass joins us in studio an hour from now. Excited to finally meet him in person. He was hanging out in our studio the other day, and we made sure to get him in here and talk to him. So that'll happen in an hour on this feel-good summer Friday. So Shams Charania yesterday on ESPN said that not only was there mutual interest between the Knicks and Kevin Durant during the trade deadline, but the Knicks actually made an offer. Now, this is not like every other sport where you can make an offer and think that a team's just going to trade you the star player and you're going to pay the salary. And like Major League Baseball, you see some of this happen. Like, you'll either pay the salary or give us a good prospect. You know, you either pay the rest of his salary, which we'll be fine with, and then you give us a crappy prospect, or we pay a lot of the salary and you give us a good prospect. In the NBA, you got to match salaries because of the cap. It's one of these wacky things. So, okay, if you're matching salaries and the Knicks made an offer, then what the hell were they going to do to the roster to get to Kevin Durant?
Exactly. And will Kevin Durant be here this offseason?
So Kevin Durant is still making like $50 million, is he not?
Yeah, I could give it to you right now.
Okay, well, let me hear. Give it to me right now.
Kevin Durant right there. He's going to be, he's got 1 year left on his contract. And his cap hit for 25-26 season is going to be 54.7.
All right, so, and then last year he was making $51 million.
So he goes up to 54, and then he's an unrestricted free agent if he wants to continue to play at the age of 38. So he's 37 coming into this season.
All right, so how do you match those salaries? You trade who? Do you trade OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges? Do you trade Karl Anthony Towns? Who were they offering to match the salaries to get Kevin Durant here? It certainly wasn't Jalen Brunson.
Well, the other thing, too, is you got to remember now, for the Knicks, very interesting. There is one guy that is up for a max of $154 million extension, and that is Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, at the end of next year, he's a free agent.
But he's eligible right now.
He's eligible, but they don't have to do anything.
No, but he's eligible. It's kind of like the Jets don't have to do anything and won't do anything with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. No, you haven't heard anything about that.
No, you have not. I think those guys, finally, the reality check happened. But, yeah, I mean, that is fascinating. I don't know how far down the road it got, but if you're telling me that the Knicks were ready to completely dismantle the roster at the trade deadline to bring in Kevin Durant, and now they just fired Tom Thibodeau on top of that. Remember when you did that Sports Minute where you said, I don't want to say it, but I'm thinking here we go again?
Yes.
I mean, with this news, if this was anywhere near true, this is kind of a here we go again.
It feels that way. Going after a superstar again towards, well, Carmelo wasn't towards the end of his career, but this one is. And this is one that spurred the Knicks back when, you know, Kyrie and he went to the Nets.
Man.
I mean, so there's obviously everybody wants what they think is better, a better basketball player. I mean, when are you going to realize you got to be young, you got to be fast, and you got to be good. And you got to get, and the team has got to like each other. And the one thing I will say is that I thought this team really did like each other. And by virtue of their partying the other night after their game six loss, shows me that they're together, that they do like hanging out with each other. I would say the same thing about the Pacers. That's all the Pacers keep talking about. Oh, man, what a great locker room have. We got a great bunch of guys. And, you know, here's Halliburton doesn't take that many shots in game one, and they beat OKC on his game-winning jumper.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I
somehow the Pacers have gotten it figured out. I think OKC's got it figured out, too, in terms of their roster set up and how much the players like playing with each other. And you don't hear any drama around those teams.
No, you don't. I mean, you had Tyrese Halliburton's dad, but that was a different story. There was a little bit of drama with
They probably laugh about that in the locker room.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure they
probably
do.
Bust his chops left and right.
I know this comes up a lot when you have a team that almost gets to a championship series or gets eliminated in the playoffs, and you say, well, if that team that eliminated us goes and wins the championship, then I feel better about it because we lost to the eventual champion. I don't look at it that way, especially in this instance. If the Pacers pull this off, it's going to piss me off even more because
yeah,
I would have been like
the Knicks,
right?
Right?
I would have been like, well, the Knicks did have a shot against Oklahoma City then.
But you know, the thing I don't understand, like if you have, you know, if you have a 40-year-old quarterback who still has something left, I totally understand that. I mean, but the NBA, I mean, look at the older guys in the league are not winning anymore.
No,
I mean they may be winning and getting to the playoffs, but do you see James Harden in the championships? Do you see when was the last time Kevin Durant was in a championship? He was wearing a Golden State uniform.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I know that they're talented and I know that they could be a valuable piece, but I mean, you got to be some sort of lunatic to think that you're going to add him and you're going to go to the championship. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking for me to hear that. I mean, the Kevin Durant trade deadline stuff for the Knicks. I mean, are they that hung up on getting him here?
And I would say pretty much all sports have really trended to the younger guy that's like right at the beginning of his prime, and he's got another 5 years at prime level, and those are the teams. Like, look at OKC. That's the team that they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's a team that was built around a couple of trades of older guys. And the next thing you know, here you go. Here comes the next wave of young, athletic, aggressive, like stamina-driven players, as opposed to these older guys that, you know, get hurt easy. And this is why this whole analytics with the running back in the NFL that took place like 20 years ago is now starting to take hold in other sports as well.
So this offseason, the way it's gone so far, surprising that Tibbs isn't here. Do you think there's going to be a massive shift in the roster now with the news that we heard yesterday of them trying to trade for Kevin Durant? Now, I thought that one of the main reasons why Tibbs was gone is it was going to be too hard to switch this roster around, and that Leon Rose thought that this roster could win with a different coach. But
I would assume that they would have traded somebody like Mike Mitchell Robinson would have been in the trade, I would think. And maybe Josh Hart could have been in the trade. And maybe either OG or Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, so do you think that continues this offseason and those guys that were potentially on the block or will be on the block in the offseason?
I don't know, you know, because it seems to me like if you fire the coach after your player meetings with your owner and your president of your organization and you're firing the coach, that means you're keeping the players.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's really what I thought. But
I wouldn't be surprised. Remember, like I do believe that there's no chance for Jeff Van Gundy to come here. And again, speculation on my part, just because I got to believe that didn't end well some 24 years ago. And, you know, I don't think Jim Dolan has a long memory when things don't go well, things are ugly. And remember, you know, Tibbs was a part of that Jeff Van Gundy staff.
Yeah.
So the fact that Tibbs was actually even hired by Jim Dolan was a shock in the first place. But I'm assuming that Leon Rose convinced Jim Dolan that this was the right guy at the right time for this organization right now.
And he was. Let's go to George, who's in Maryland. What's going on, George?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy trying to feel good Friday. As a Knicks fan, it's been a rough week. And I know that there's been a lot going on with the team with Tibbs leaving, and I feel like Cat's taking a lot of heat, more heat than he should. He played big time for us. I know he had a lot of flaws in his game, but he's the player we thought we were going to get. And, you know, I feel like he's taking a lot of criticism, and now there's a lot of dream scenarios on who they're going to bring in a coach, whether it's Kid, you're hearing, you know, Spoelstra come up. But also with Cat, you're seeing his name get thrown around for Giannis. And you guys just covered a lot of this with the KD talk. But do you guys feel, with the current roster, they can run it back, add some pieces, year two, if they're better off than trying to make a big splash? Because what I'm afraid of is we're going to run into another Melo situation where they start giving up a lot of players. And before you know it, I mean, no disrespect to Melo. He was a great player, but the Melo years were not considered glory days. We came up short more often than not. So wanted to get your opinion on how you're feeling about this roster, what they need. And also, Boomer, I saw you down in the Chantilly show a few months ago. I was in line with my son to get an autograph for LT. And funny enough, my son brought home a book from school that was one of your books, about kind of your childhood on Long Island and how you became a football player and all that. So he asked me, he said, let's get Boomer's autograph. And I had to tell him, I've got like five of those. And he's like, really? And I had to tell him the story about how back in 1992 in the Catskills in Windham, New York, you came up to play some basketball in our gym and happened to see you in the restaurant afterwards. And I got my sister, I talked her into getting a stack of cards, and we were just bugging you for the whole lunch, getting autographs. So anyway, I wanted to share that story real quick.
Jesus, George, how do you remember all that?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, turning down the Boomer autograph because you got five of them already. I mean, that's amazing. He was where were you? What was this? Were you with LT somewhere?
Yeah. I was down at that card show down in Chantilly, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
It was like, what, five weekends ago, I think?
Oh, all right. Very good. I was confused because usually you don't see the two of you guys in the same
Virginia
place.
Is right outside of Dulles Airport.
All right. I do remember that now. Yes, I do. Now, as far as the roster, I've said it a couple of times. I don't think you're going to be able to get rid of Karl-Anthony Towns, even though people are trying to put him in trades. I think that he's here, and I think the World Wide West and Leon Rose want him to work desperately in a Knicks uniform. There's two guys that left for different reasons. One was traded. One left because he could make more money in Oklahoma City. Guys like that, Dante DiVincenzo and Isaiah Hartenstein, you're not getting either one of them back probably. But guys like that is what they need to fill out this roster. Guys with roles like that who play like them, if that's possible, those are the things that you need to do. And, I mean, I'm one of the people who have criticized Cat a lot. I think there's beyond just a few holes in his game. And if he doesn't get it together, that this current version of Karl-Anthony Towns to me isn't a championship player. It's been the whole week we've talked about this. It's been a long, exhausting week talking about this.
Yes.
But even Rick Pitino said it himself. He goes, the way that he gets better defensively is to get in better shape. And if he does that, then maybe there's a chance. But even Rick Pitino, who's a Knicks fan, who's watched this, who's been around basketball for 150 years, thinks that this version of Cat isn't good enough.
But this version of Cat can get better.
But he can get better.
He can get better. That's right. The thing. Now, I would tell you, just looking at the Knicks salary structure, you would have had to have traded Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson for Kevin Durant. That, or, you know, you could probably put OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson in there. You know, OG's got a long-term deal left. But, you know, the Mikal Bridges thing is interesting because they traded, you know, the five first-round picks for him. They essentially have him for 2 years. They could extend him now if they want to. I'm sure his agent's, you know, knocking on the door to get this done. And that may be the pressure point there. If there's a guy that's going to be traded, it could be him.
Yeah. I mean, but now, when you go in, we talk about this with GMs and things that they do and draft picks and stuff like that. When you sit on those picks for a long time, then finally you use them and use those assets to bring in Mikal Bridges, and then you end up trading him for somebody else before his contract is up, I mean, that looks like malfeasance. So I think that what they need to do is let this play out one more year with Mikal Bridges. They have to. I don't think they do anything with him. I think he's got to be on the roster next year.
I mean, unless you're getting somebody who gives the Knicks a significant upgrade, who is that guy? We don't think it's Kevin Durant, and we don't think that the Giannis deal can happen, and the Bucks aren't going to trade Giannis to the Knicks.
Right. The other thing, too, is they do have three young guys on the roster that we barely saw last year. You know, are they going to play any role in the moving forward with the Knicks or not? And, you know, is that going to be part and parcel of whatever a new coach is told that this is what we expect, this is what we want to see, and we want to see these players playing? I don't know. This is like, it's a really weird spot the Knicks are in right now. Instead of being in a really stable, good situation, moving forward and trying to just tweak the roster a little bit and get a little bit better for next year, they have now basically, you know, blew it up by throwing the coach, you know, overboard.
Yeah, with no clear plan.
At least it doesn't seem like there's a clear plan. And I don't necessarily know that Jim Dolan went in there thinking he was going to fire Tom Thibodeau. Do you?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Because it all came after the player interviews.
Yeah, which is another thing. I mean, this first thing you said when we opened up the show the day after Tibbs got fired on Wednesday morning was you never know what's going on internally.
Yep.
You're telling me the top players went in there and complained so much to Leon Rose and Jim Dolan that was a major factor in contributing to Tibbs being gone. That's something I didn't see coming either.
Now, the one thing I will say, where there could be leaks, not from the organization standpoint, but from the players and the player agents, you know, that there could be leaks in those areas. Mm-hmm. Like the agent for whoever the agent is for Jalen Brunson or whoever the agent is for Mikal Bridges or somebody who's unhappy on the roster, you know, they could shed some color to this if they really wanted to. And that's probably what I'm assuming the insiders are probably doing. They're reaching out to agents and people that are around this team to see if they can get some sense of really what went on here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Friday! on a Fan and CBS Sports Network. Summer Friday as well. It's Boomer and Geo.
I'm going to be spending my Sunday, Summer Friday, in Cincinnati tonight.
You going back to Cincinnati?
Yeah, with the great Kenny Anderson.
Oh, wow. So it was Joe Burrow a couple weeks ago. It's Kenny Anderson this week.
Yeah, yeah. So the great Kenny Anderson. I missed this last year because of flight situations.
Flight situation.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping that my flights go through and everything is fine. Last time I went, they all went. Everything was fine. So hopefully this is going to work out.
Okay. Well, I think today is a nice day. And you're not flying out of Newark, are you?
No, I'm flying out of LaGuardia today.
Oh, okay. The last time you flew out of LaGuardia, I think Allie screwed everything up for you.
She's totally messed up. No, she didn't. She took care of everything. Everything was fine. You know, you put a lot of pressure on her because of me. It's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the last time I flew out of LaGuardia, it was like weather related stuff, and it was like back to the gate, away from the gate, back to the gate, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just telling her, I said, this is why I hate flying out of like this greater New York area on a Friday afternoon. Just like for whatever reason, it just everything gets backed up.
Yeah. So you're doing it again.
Yes, I have to do it again, yeah. And then, you know, of course, you were blaming Allie.
I was not. You wrote in the text message that Allie screwed it up. I have that as a fact. And then you said, I'm just kidding. But then I came in the next day and said, Boomer said it was all your fault.
Yeah, see?
And then she's like, prove it to me. And then I showed her the first text where it said, Allie really screwed this up. But then right after, you're like, I'm just kidding. It wasn't her fault. But I just showed her the Allie really screwed this up and then let her sit on that for a good 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, that's what I mean. You give her agita and anxiety. And ever since that, anytime something like this happens, she gets all anxious now.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are the trial by error. These are the things you have to deal with. It's like being a rookie quarterback. You know, you got to get sacked. You got to throw some interceptions. And that's how you get better at the job.
Yeah, yeah.
Dealing with the adversity.
True. That's right.
So she can't handle it. She can't handle it. You know, when she came in here that one day, I mean, that when she was late, remember that? But you weren't here for that.
You love referring back to that.
That's right. Boomer wasn't here the day she was late. But yeah, she was late. So she. I mean, I don't want to.
Man, you're tough on her, man.
And then she's taking Monday off now.
So. Yeah.
Like, wow. Must be nice, huh? Huh, Jerry? Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we're taking Tuesday off.
Yeah, but, you know,
must be nice.
We've earned it.
By the way, the time to fly is 6 a.m. Then you never get backed up. First flight out.
Yeah, but then I can't come to work.
True. That's a good point. All right.
All right, Jared, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. So Aaron Rodgers is agreeing to this one-year deal with the Steelers, and he's got to start over, just like he had to start over with the Jets after all that time in Green Bay. So I've learned how to go back in time. And listen to this, April 23rd, 2005, when a young Aaron Rodgers was being interviewed by me.
Wow, you found this.
I didn't find the interview, but this was him after he got drafted, whatever it was, 20-something, and then he was pissed off.
I've had to prove myself every level. High school, nobody thought I was any good. Went to junior college, had to prove myself again. Went to Cal, started as a backup. Had to prove myself to the fans and the Pac-10. Got overlooked today, maybe. By a lot of teams. Got to prove myself again in the NFL.
It's 20 years ago.
And by the way, a very smart way of putting it.
Yes.
Sound like he's a little annoyed, without question. But yet,
he proved himself. He sure did. Hall of Fame proved himself. No question about it. So, yeah. So, he agrees to this one-year deal with Pittsburgh for the 2025 season. And we know about all the storylines that they will have there with the division and, of course, the Jets, and it should be a lot of fun. At Giants camp, Brian Burns talked. You know, we heard from him earlier about the little dust-up that they had. Yeah. In terms of actual football, though, what he sees specifically from the secondary so far, the early returns.
Yeah, the pieces is piecing. Javon and and new in the back.
No matter. I love that. The pieces are piecing.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Pieces are piecing.
So that's kind of cool. And then Russell Wilson has talked about, you know, the quarterback room. He was asked a specific question, though. As you go into the season, do you dart and the want and the need, the want or the need to have him get into games, which would essentially take your spot?
I just think about having success today. You know, it's always been my approach. Every day is like, I'm trying to be the best in the world, you know. I think that for me, mentally, you have confidence in yourself. You have confidence in what you do.
That's your process.
That is him.
Best in the world.
Yep. Familiar. He's
been saying the same crap for I don't know how many years, no matter where he is. I think the guys on Good Morning Football did a mashup of like every time that he's had like a opening press conference.
Same thing.
He says the same thing, just changes the names of the players.
Kind of.
Yep.
That is very true. And best in the world. Let's start with best in New York.
Yeah, but best on your team from there. First.
Right. Well, that's a very good point as well. Speaking of quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson of the Colts aggravates right shoulder joint, sidelined indefinitely. No time for his recovery yet. That according to Shane Steichen. Chris Russo knows he screwed up.
Yeah.
So we had this whole thing with Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker and Stephen A. Smith taking over his time slot. The whole timing of the way everything was presented wasn't great because they went then. They then did their show after they found out they were being replaced and let go. And, well, there were some jabs, as you can imagine. So here was Russo on the firing.
There is no easy way to do this. I have come to the conclusion after seeing all these departures over the last 43 years in radio that the best way to do it is if you or when you decide to make a change, just make the change.
And then move on. He says he will not handle it the same way going forward.
It's bad for us, it's bad for the fans, and it's terrible for the two people that you're replacing. The best bet in the future is just be upfront with them. Guys, we're making a change. It's going to happen in the foreseeable future. We would prefer that you not go on and knock us.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody gets knocked. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
That's he gets paid to knock people. That's all he does is knock people.
But this is why you don't give someone a show after you fire them.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing, though. So he and Stephen A. have developed a relationship.
Yep.
Over at ESPN. And, you know, Stephen A. is being, I almost say rewarded because I think he's very talented, but he is getting a job in XMI. When the hell is he going to be able to do all these things?
From 1 to 3.
Yeah, but I mean, my God, he's got his podcast. He's got all his guest spots. Yeah,
and
ESPN.
That podcast ain't 20 minutes. Like, that's a lengthy podcast.
No, I know. Yeah. I mean, like, that is, he's got a lot on his plate, man.
Plus the campaign is going to start soon.
Had a lot on his plate. That's a lot on his plate.
That is a lot on his plate, yes. No doubt. All right, last night in Oklahoma City, the NBA Finals began. This was Richard Jefferson somewhere in the fourth quarter where things were not going the Pacers' way.
Tyrese Halliburton, he has these games where he goes in and out, where he can be dominant and look like one of the best players in the league. And there's other dates where he puts up 12, 10, and 6. Those are tour dates. Your best player can't put up tour dates in the NBA Finals.
Never quite heard a reference like that, but I know what he's saying. He was quiet, and then all of a sudden, he wasn't.
Jumper off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining! Timeout, OKC!
Yes, he does. Breen and Jefferson, ESPN, with those last two calls as the Pacers beat the Thunder 111-110, just 14 on the night for Halliburton, but the biggest of shots coming with under a second to go as the Pacers claim game one.
So I saw a lot of people complaining that there was no NBA Finals logo on the court or on the jerseys like there normally is.
Oh, interesting. They were complaining?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that important to people?
Yeah,
well, maybe
it was.
The NBA didn't want to spend the money on it because they know nobody's watching.
Yeah, but I mean, it's normally out there. It's over the Larry O'Brien Trophy is normally on the court. They have it on the
finals.
Jersey.
They used to do it in a lot. Yeah. Back in the 90s when everybody was into it, they had the finals on the court and everything. Yeah.
Regular season game.
What did you make of this narrative? So they're going to do this whole All-Star Weekend thing going forward. Where
USA
they're
versus
it.
The world.
Right, and they're going to do it on the Sunday afternoon, not at night.
World, Jerry.
Yes, but this notion that this is the commissioner trying to shame the players. Because that was like the whole talking point yesterday.
Well, they also saw how successful the Four Nations.
That's what I thought
was
it was more than anything.
Yeah, but I mean, he wants to, give a reason to compete. But the thing about it is like you're not if the world team is not really competing for their country. They're competing for the world.
The world. I understand how that goes.
The USA team.
Yes,
and you know
we're taking on the world.
But isn't like, aren't we part of the world, too?
We are. That's right. It should be the rest of the world.
Yeah. It's USA versus the rest of the world. Not the world.
The world, but they're saying the world.
The world. Okay.
All right. So
It's going to be huge.
Huge. You see what I'm saying? Huge.
Huge. It's going to be huge. How about some live reaction from the Halliburton shot?
Okay.
All right, we got the guys from All the Smoke watching this as it's happening. Steven Jackson, a former Pacer, as we know.
No, that's not going to happen. He's not going to make the... No.
We grind. This is what we do. Get up. What up, John? Shout out, John.
I don't know who John is, but okay.
More voices there than on Evan and Tiki.
By the way, it was Vernon Maxwell who was the first one that was.
Oh, is that who that was?
They got him fully in the mix now over there.
All right. And then you had Dwayne Wade. I don't know if he was doing a Twitch or a YouTube Live or something, but he also was recording himself.
Okay. Oh. Come on.
Oh, did he curse? Yeah. Sorry. Hit the dumb button. Jeez, I missed that one.
God, I was so proud of myself for getting the one from All the Smoke.
I got to say something. Like this, this shot and this seemed to be like an everyday shot that he has made. And he is, that's what he referenced. He said, I practiced the shot a million times. I'm going to practice it a million more times.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, this wasn't like that shot that he hit against the Knicks where it bounced up and then came back
down. Well, I mean, even before that, I mean, how he backed up beyond the three-point line and then still didn't get back.
And he double-dribbled.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I know. Think about what the consequences of that shot and where we are right now.
Exactly. But this shot, to me, seems like, you know, guys like Dwayne Wade and Steven Jack, those guys would make those shots in their sleep.
And what happened the other way? SGA missed. A similar closer, but a similar shot where he created some space in order to put them up by three.
I wonder if this series has been lost now in game one.
I doubt it, but it could be.
That's the reoccurring thought around here is that game one here lost the series.
Well, it set the tone for sure.
Set the tone.
No doubt. Yes. Yankees-Guardians last night at the stadium. Big night for Cody Bellinger, and this Jazz Chisholm continues to produce.
0-2 to him, and the pitch. Swing on line drive, almost took his hat off. Base hit for Jazz Chisholm Jr. scoring his judge in the Yankees lead is now 4-0 here in the seventh.
And that was Dave Sims.
Interesting.
Yes.
When I was broadcasting and there was a junior in the game, very rarely did we ever reference the name junior at the end of it. But he does. How do you do yours?
What's this?
Have you ever had to call a game with a junior in the game?
Well, yeah. So I'll tell you how I reference that. If that's in the game notes and that's how they have their name, I usually will watch the... or listen to the highlights of the home announcer, how they reference them.
I see, okay.
That's
and
all.
And you just try to do it.
Yeah, well, when you do the starting lineups, you'll say, and then when you do the game, you drop it.
Because it sounds to me like Dave is using Junior. He's the only guy that uses Junior, right?
Maybe that helps him not confuse the J and the C.
Yeah. Do you think Jazz's dad sat him down when he was a teenager? He's like, listen, son, I got to tell you something. For the rest of your life, people are going to call you Jism. It happened to me. It's going to happen to you. We want to keep the family name. And we're not going to change it, but there's going to be many people who confuse this, and you will be Chaz Jism Jr. You just got to roll with it. Let it roll off your back, all right, son?
I'm sure yes, I think that did happen. At some point, I do.
All right. Seems like it's a come to Jesus moment, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to have with your kid.
We got to finally have this talk.
All kidding aside, he goes to freshman year of high school. You don't think the seniors are calling him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
So I think that conversation was had. And I do think adding the junior does help.
Chisholm Jr.?
No.
Chisholm Jr.
Yes. I think that does help.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, but you know what? Brad Heller was saying junior because I have all of those Chisholms in my head that people have had issues with. And Brad Heller was saying junior in his when he was screwed his up. And he had the worst time of it.
Yeah,
He was doing Mets post-game. And when the Mets were playing the Marlins, he was like, Chisholm Jr., Chisholm, Chisholm Jr., Chisholm, Chisholm Jr.
But you, as the broadcaster,
you
would only do it if the home broadcast has done it.
Yes, correct. Okay. Otherwise, there's no need. It's an extra step you don't need to take.
Have you ever had a junior on Rutgers or Columbia when
probably.
You were used to doing it on the internet? Did you ever not use the junior?
I don't know. I have trouble remembering yesterday, but I'm sure that was the case at some point. I don't know. Ed Coleman didn't do it. Remember, Chisholm scores.
How about RJ Lewis Jr. here at St. John's?
Well, I did that game for Compass Media Networks at UConn. I mentioned I used the junior. You always hear him referred to as such.
I guess the appropriate thing would be to use the junior, right?
Wow, you're really locked in on this junior thing,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes. If you were Junior Bridgman Jr., would you do it that way?
What?
If you were doing a game and Junior Bridgman was in the game and he was a junior.
Junior Bridgman Jr.?
Yes.
If that's how he wanted to be referred to, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a professional.
Anything else? I'm a junior.
You are?
I am.
I didn't know that you were Jerry Recco Jr. I should have known that.
Really not my name.
What?
How many years were we working together? That's not my name. I know your name's Norman.
That's not my name.
You don't know what my name is, do you?
I know your name is Jerry Recco.
I hope so.
It used to be Jerry Rello.
That is true.
If I remember correctly.
That is true.
And I didn't know that
my son was Rico yesterday at his baseball game, but that's fine. Yeah, no, that's not my first name. All these years, you didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Eddie, I'm sure you know.
I know.
Don't say anything, correct?
I know.
No? Boy, we're really tight as a group here.
Wait, I know the answer to this.
I know you do.
Yeah, I know the answer to this.
What's his real first name?
What about Al? Does Al know the answer?
Yes, I know.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay. And Eddie doesn't. I'm surprised by that. Interesting.
What really, is Eddie?
It's Gerard.
With a G. Yeah, then I knew that. Yeah.
Well, then what are you looking at me for?
I thought it was something not.
What are you going to call myself, Frank?
Oh, I have another Gerard in my life. But yeah. And the thing about him is that he goes by Jerry, but it's Jerry with a G.
Oh, okay.
You go with Jerry with a J.
Yeah, correct.
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. So you're Gerard Recco.
Jerry Lewis was Jerry with a J.
Right. It's like Geoff with a
Jerry
G.
Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry with a J.
It's like Geoff or Jeff with a G.
Geoff?
Yeah. What is Geoff, man?
I have a friend whose name is Jeff with a G, and I call him Geoff.
Got it. Okay, well, I'm Jerry with a J. And Gerard with a J.
But you're Gerard.
With a G.
And you are
and
a junior.
Correct. Oh, boy. Mets lost to the Dodgers 6-5. They will play in Colorado tonight against the Rockies, and you got game one of the Stanley Cup final.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nikki Cass is going to join us in studio at 9 a.m. If you haven't seen his stuff on social media, you need to, whether it's Instagram or TikTok. He is hilarious. He is a man that does such a great job of recreating personalities in the local area. 1.8 million followers on Instagram. It's Nikki.Cass on Instagram. He actually, I think he threw out a first pitch at Citi Field. He's been at Yankee Stadium.
He's got
pretending to be one of the assistant coaches. It's great.
He's got the stereotypical Long Islander down to a T.
Yes, and New Jersey.
New Jerseyan,
if you will. Yeah. And great, like the high school baseball coach stuff is the thing that really gets me more than anything because he's just so spot on. He did this one recently about the good team that loses to the bad team and then the coach talking to the good team about it. And, like, it just reminds me so much of Belport football losing to a team we weren't supposed to. And it's yes. Like Joe Sipp going, you feel good about yourselves? That they're celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl?
I mean, you could do it just as well as he can. You just don't take the time to do it.
Sure. But, but he's great.
I've heard you take a number of stereotypical people that we live with and just absolutely spot on it, knock it out of the park, whether we've been playing golf with them or whether it's just a made-up person that has a particular job that you somehow are able to take that and do exactly. I mean, Nikki does a great job.
Oh, Nikki's hilarious. I mean,
Sydney sends me a ton of his stuff.
He is so good. That was one of the things, like the people that I'm around the most are the ones that I can generally impersonate the best, unless they don't have like a real thing about them. But, you know, I remember when I was leaving to go to Pittsburgh, Eric Spitz said to me, he's like, you're either going to do really good or you're going to do really bad because I don't think the John Schmelk impersonations are going to play out there, which it was true. But I was like, listen, but, you know, there's a John Schmelk everywhere. There's going to be someone out there that I'm going to be around that I'm going to be able to impersonate. So I didn't know the midday show guys out there when I got there, but I immediately was able to do both of their voices and just ended up, that became a thing. So, I mean, but Nikki Cass is awesome. Can't wait to talk to him. And he's on his way to a very, very cool career and life. All right. What do we have here? How about Frank and Bayonne? What's going on, Frank?
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
Very good. So I listen to all you guys, morning show, afternoon, Evan and Tiki. No one has spoke about going after players for the bench. I know we want Giannis or one of these big superstars. Cap space is a mess. I get it. But it looks like all we need is two, maybe three pieces to come off the bench and give these guys a rest when needed.
You know, Frank, we have talked about that because we talked about they're going to have to convince whoever they decide, like a veteran, to take less money than they may get somewhere else. I mean, that's really what it comes down to because they're pushed up against the cap and they're already paying a luxury tax.
Yeah, I mean, and I just said it earlier and it's been something I've been saying since they got eliminated. There's two roles that I think they need to fill of guys that left that they never filled properly. And that was Dante DiVincenzo's role and Isaiah Hartenstein's role. And if they could find guys that are similar to that to come off the bench and get the minutes that those guys used to get, then that would be a huge upgrade on the roster.
Right, and I'm not saying that these are the guys to do that because those guys are veterans and they're in the middle of their careers. But they do have guys that they drafted. They do have Dattier. They do have Kolek. They do have Huck Porty. You know, are these kids going to take another step? Are they going to be given a chance to take another step? I don't, you know, who knows? Depending on who the coach is, and maybe that's part of it. You know, the other thing, too, and I was reminded about this morning. You know, Jalen Brunson's agent, you know who his agent is?
Yeah, Leon Rose's son. Yeah.
I mean,
incestuous mother?
There's a very incestuous kind of thing happening here.
Yeah. I mean, when we're connecting the dots, we get thrown off because some dots go to the right, some dots go to the left, some dots go up in the sky. I can't figure out.
Maybe it really was Jim Dolan that said, you're out.
Mm.
That's what, I mean, there's just too many.
I just don't believe that. I don't. I know it sounds naive. I know that he was a part of it, but I mean, why would he? I mean, he, because we've got all these other examples of guys that he trusts that'll stick by forever. And he definitely has to trust Leon Rose.
Two questions. Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson, are they here next year?
Yes.
Okay. If they're here next year, then Josh Hart is here next year?
I would believe so, yeah.
Okay. So those are essentially your three guys coming off the bench. You add one more to that list. Maybe it's one of the young guys that are still here. Maybe it's some other veteran that hangs around, or if Landry Shamet hangs around, he'll get some more run. I don't know. But then you need to add a starter. You need to add somebody that is going to be an impact player.
That better not be Kevin Durant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.